This is where normal comes to die. Mediocrity meets its final demise, and the status quo is unabashedly dismantled. Welcome to Reinvention Radio. Now, here's your host, Steve Ulscher.
Alrighty, welcome to the Sound Off here on Reinvention Radio. Yay, we're sounding off. I'm Eric Willet.
Hello.
How are you?
Good.
Good. What's he
eating? And this one,
peanuts and
a chocolate bar.
A JJ Virgin chocolate bar.
Really good. Coconut. I love the coconut.
A JJ Virgin coconut chocolate bar. And Richie Ojo, what's up, baby? How are you?
And this is the first sound off that I know what we're going to be talking about.
This is the very first sound off ever that you know exactly what we're going to be talking about. That is so cool. Yay. Are you excited because you know what we're going to be talking about?
Do you know
I'm totally not going in that direction, by the way. No, I am, for sure.
Oh, you're talking about your cliffhanger?
Yes, we're talking about the cliffhanger.
I got some sounds. What's a good sound off sound?
What's a good...
No, that's not good.
Yeah, that's like Charlie Brown.
No.
What are we, going to a club? What?
That is totally appropriate.
There's our sound.
I love that. Oh, man. All right, guys. Well, welcome to Reinvention Radio. Really do appreciate you being here, and for those who have been rating and reviewing and subscribing to the podcast version of the show, thank you for that. And if you've been joining us live, remember we do broadcast live every Thursday from 12 until 2 Pacific time, and you can join us at reinventionradio.com and pick up that live feed there. But yeah, I'm super excited here because this is the first time where Mary Goulet actually knows what we're going to be talking about here on the Sound Off. Because before we were so rudely cut off and ran out of time on the last episode of the Sound Off specifically, we decided we were going to talk about this a little bit more here, right? So, okay. Mary, you wanted to continue your thought on the power of perseverance, on the power of audience, on the power of stick-to-itiveness.
Well, it's a thing. I don't know. So everybody who wants to be a speaker and get on the road and get booked all the time, after so many years, it's wearing. And then they stop and say, how can I do this from home?
Mm-hmm.
How can I have an impact the same way in person that I do at home? And then you have some people who become really well known and make good a living podcasting or YouTubing like you were mentioning.
Yeah. You'd be pointing at Richard. Yes.
Yes, I'm pointing at Richard. So anyway, that was where I was going. It comes full circle. People want to go home.
Yeah. And I mean, I think it's a balance, right? Because ultimately, if you are going to be an author or have some sort of online presence where people are going to be finding you through a podcast or through video or whatever it might be, I do think there's power in actually meeting people in person. Right, both as a fan and as an actual content producer, right? Being able to meet folks and hang out with them, it just deepens the power of the relationship. I mean, podcasting, as we know, is a very intimate medium. Radio is a very intimate medium in general. And so it only goes so far. I mean, I will tell you that this is the weirdest thing. Like, I have never met J.P. Sears, I think is his name, right? Mm-hmm. That's the guy?
Yes.
That's the guy who kind of makes fun of spirituality and red hair. Yeah.
Nicole interviewed him the other day.
Nicole did, yeah. Nicole Holland, she's great. And so it's interesting. So I've never met him. I had a dream about that guy. Like, literally,
networking at night.
Right? Like, literally, I had a dream about that guy. I've never met him before.
Dude, he's yoked. That guy's yoked, man.
Is yoked a good thing?
He's buff.
He's buff?
Oh, yeah.
Was he like Carrot Top buff? Really?
No.
Maybe it's a redhead thing. Kind.
No, he's because he really was a coach and one of the best coaches out. Like,
fitness coach?
No,
or?
Like
life coach,
and he literally had to farm it out to other people because he just had so much success. Once he just saw how much levity was like the Trojan horse to get in and get people to pay attention to things.
Yeah,
that some of the harsher coaches are weren't really doing, and he used sarcasm a lot, mm-hmm. as you know.
Yeah,
and
no, you really are great.
Yeah.
Wait, what? Is that sarcastic or do you mean that? All right, you don't want to be guessing with your life coach if they're being sarcastic about such things. But no, I was standing like in a group of people or something like that. We were outside and he came riding by. Obviously, we were not in California because in California you have to wear helmets on a motorcycle. But he was on a motorcycle and I think he had a girl on the back of the motorcycle. And he went riding by and it was like kind of a little bit of a cramped quarters, couldn't really get through. And so he just kind of like, you know, beep, beep, just kind of trying to get through here. And I'm like, wait a minute, I know that guy. And so that's just the weirdest thing. That like that was the extent of the dream, is him riding through.
That's so random.
It's so random. But
I mean, did you watch a video of him recently?
Not well, maybe I saw that Nicole Holland had interviewed him or something. I know he's kind of been everywhere, and maybe he's been top of mind where I'm like, maybe we should get him on the Reinvention. Did a book release.
There you go.
Yeah. And so it's just interesting. And I actually, next time you guys have a dream and you need an interpreter, let me know. I'm your guy. I am a dream interpreter.
So how come you can't interpret that dream?
I can't. I can tell you exactly what it means.
What does it mean?
So here, so I think the literal translation of that is like, here we are as a group of people, not necessarily our group, meaning Reinvention Radio, but a group of people who are in this content creation type world, and we're all kind of huddled around doing our thing, and then, you know, he blows by right through all of us and goes off and does his own thing and kind of breaks through the crowd. And
but it sounded as if
yes,
there might be he maybe is going to help you along because he stopped and he got your attention with the beep.
Yeah, yeah.
And
okay,
I don't know.
You know what?
There's
how
a 2.5% chance.
There is.
So I interpret
chance.
The dreams.
Yes.
How did you feel during the dream and when you woke up and remembered the dream? How did that make you feel?
I was aroused.
Oh, stop it.
Misty Radio.
No.
No.
Were you?
No, I actually felt like I had
hopeful
said.
Or?
Well, I had said to somebody, no, I know that guy. We'll get him on. I don't know. We'll do something. And I thought in my dream I had an actual relationship with the guy. So that's where.
Have him on the show?
And so there you go. So maybe that's a prediction.
So going back to the networking.
Yes. Going back to it.
Meeting people in person.
Yes.
2 points. One,
yes.
California people suck. Seriously. Because we're not nice people.
What?
Unless you are in your own little tribe.
Yeah.
It is very, I'm from Minnesota, you're from Chicago.
Yeah.
Wade, you're from Oklahoma. Richard, you're the only.
Rich, she's saying you suck.
Firstborn here.
No.
But I think we're really hard to get to
it's really
know
all
people.
The rest of you guys that came from other places that suck.
Right? You guys
right?
trying yeah, to infiltrate our California
all of the rest
world.
Of us, all the ones that were here and born and raised. We
How
all,
do you feel
we
about
all
that?
Stayed and we're always Charger fans.
Can't help it that I was
we
born in Minneapolis.
Well, right?
Yeah, but
you
smart,
feel
you can
like,
help you moved here.
Right?
And so why would you move to a place where you say everyone sucks?
Because I didn't know. Until I got here and over
the years.
There's
Ryder vans and U-Hauls all around.
Always remember, if you're complaining about sitting in traffic, you are the traffic.
You created it.
Right? So anyway, true.
And the human animal can handle somewhere, I don't remember, 125, 150 relationships. Right? So if you're from Medford, Oklahoma.
Wait, are we talking like Facebook relationships or are we talking
no,
like real
like
in person?
Real relationships. So if you're in Medford, Oklahoma with population of 1,500.
Right, you got right? 10%.
That's at 10%
people,
again.
Right, right. But, you know, you can kind of cope with that. Move to New York City where you run into 150 people as soon as you step out the door of your apartment.
And in every elevator.
You're overwhelmed. You can't be quote unquote friendly to everybody or your head explodes.
Yes.
Now you can be polite. Don't disagree with that. But you know, it's the overwhelmingness of it.
Okay, maybe. So Minneapolis
yes.
and Chicago,
yes.
I mean people in the Midwest, in the middle America.
In small towns.
Small, and they're just nice. They
in
smile at you.
I don't know. I don't know. I mean
well you're maybe talking the city of Chicago, maybe
well,
not.
Well, and let me throw this in. Back home, they're really nice. They're friendly. They'll give you the shirt off your back.
Until,
if you're like them.
Yeah, right.
Oh,
exactly.
So you're
until.
Jewish. Oh, you're dark skinned. Oh, you're not one of us.
Uh-oh, check,
now.
Check. I'm toast.
Right.
Can't
right.
go to Medford.
It's like a joke they've said. Australians love rugged individualists, as long as you're the same kind of rugged individualist all of them are.
Jump on the Barbie. Yeah. That,
right?
was, that was a horrible Australian accent. Did you hear that?
Yeah, it was.
That was,
it was
that like I don't even know what that was.
The words came out, but they didn't make sense.
It was the woot-de-moot-de-moot. It was almost like a Norwegian... Australia.
I was a Swedish chef.
So here's another. This is my second point because I
yes,
don't want to leave okay. anybody hanging.
Yes.
So I have a vacation rental property for like 5-6 years.
Really? Would it be in Encinitas?
Yes, it is in Encinitas.
Is it available on VRBO?
So
you mean you're
620?
You don't want to leave anybody hanging without
yes.
a place to stay.
That would be 477-620, correct?
The point is,
yes.
what I reviews.
Yes.
There's a balance when you're a host, if you're going to be how you interact with your guest.
For sure.
So I have 76 reviews, probably 73 5-star reviews.
Nice. That's because you are nice to people.
And that's the point. I get the reviews because they've met me. When they haven't met me, there's no connection. So then when I'm interacting with them to whatever they might need.
Yeah.
I had a repeat guest that's here right now from last year. And the first review she wrote, all these cool things about the house and the area and what they could do. And then at the very bottom, and the best piece of all of it was Mary.
Aww.
Because I interacted with them.
Yeah. It is all about the power relationship.
But I don't like networking as a whole.
Got it. Yep. Well,
because most networking isn't networking. It's just how fast can you pass out as many business cards as you can.
Yeah, and it's all very self-serving.
Quid
I mean,
pro
business
quo and
business networking typically. I mean, social networking is a different thing. Like if you had a party, and I know that you hand selected. And thanks, by the way, for all the invitations to your parties, Mark. but if you had a party and you hand selected, you know, all of these people to be there, then if they pass the Mary mustard, then, you know, they've got to be decent folk, right? I mean, because otherwise you're not going to have them at your home. So
right.
I do think there is a difference there between business networking and social networking. But nevertheless, let's network together. We want to see you. We want to meet you guys. And we want to know what's going on in your life. So make sure you write in and let us know. All right, my friends, we'll talk to you guys next time here on Reinvention Radio.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Ulsher, visit reinventionradio.com.
You were born to do one amazing thing, but most people spend a lifetime trying to identify what it is. If you're in a job you don't like or are unemployed, if you're in a state of transition or just can't shake that nagging feeling that you were meant and made to do something extraordinary, the Reinvention Workshop is exactly what you need. Led by award-winning self-help author Steve Ulsher, the Reinvention Workshop will forever change your life. The Reinvention Workshop takes you step by step through Steve's proven formula that has helped so many get on the right path and be clear about what they were born to do. Take the first step for realizing the life you deserve and desire by visiting TheReinventionWorkshop.com today. No more delays, no more denial. Reconnect with your true self. Learn to live with purpose and conviction and become who you were born to be. The world is waiting for you. What are you waiting for? Log on to TheReinventionWorkshop.com. That's TheReinventionWorkshop.com.